always be a relationship, which is what emotions are. Whether you feel it or not is another question. In other words, sometimes you numb yourself or you become so acclimated. But if there are two vibrational vantage points active, which is what the guidance system is, then there will always be emotional guidance evident. Did we head you off your trick question?
No, I've got... So you say sometimes people get trained out of their guidance and replace it with, you know, the peanut gallery. So
sometimes it's more important to please your girlfriend or your mother or your peer group to seek approval from them and watch for feedback from them. So if you do pleasing things, they're pleased. If you do unpleasing things, they're not pleased. And a lot of people contour their behavior to that rather than to the vibration of their source. Yes.
In that case, is the person not feeling the emotion or are they ignoring the guidance that they're receiving?
They are feeling it, but when you think about it, in other words, so let's say that someone is disapproving of you and you care about what they think, and so their disapproval motivates you to a different behavior. And in that scenario, you feel guilt, or maybe even some blame, or maybe even some resentment, or maybe even some powerlessness. So you are modifying your behavior in order to appease them, but your guidance system is showing you that you're out of whack with who you are. Now, that does not always need to be. In other words, sometimes what another wants for you and what the source within you wants for you are the same thing. In other words, if you have a friend who is really focused upon your well-being and you're not paying any attention to your guidance system from within, but you want to please this friend who always wants the best for you, then you would feel good in the pleasing of the friend, because in the pleasing of the friend, you are also not out of vibrational alignment with the source within you. And that is, in fact, why sometimes people get confused. People often, when we begin to talk to them about their guidance system, they insist on bringing up a worst case scenario where they are certain that they read or saw a mass murderer who was smiling as he did his dastardly deed. And we say, as you've been hearing us talking about, if you are in a chronic vibration of powerlessness and you find revenge, which is a relief to you, you may be smiling because it certainly feels better than where you were, but you are still a long way from vibrational alignment with the source within you.
Do people with faster moving streams feel their emotions more intensely?
Always, because when, in fact, when the more contrast that life is, the stronger you're asking. And where you stand in relationship to your asking is what makes for the stronger emotion. So if you really, 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 really want something and you're in alignment with it, you'll have fantastic good feeling energy and emotion. But if you really, 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 really want something, which means you've asked and asked and asked and asked and asked, so the stream is really moving fast, and you're focused upon the absence of it, you'll feel really, 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 really bad. The way your emotions tell you two things. First, they tell you how, they point right at the desire, and they tell you how much you want it. So exhilaration always means strong desire. But there is a clarification that we must offer here, and that is, as you tune yourself to the higher frequency of who you are, it begins to feel to you like the next logical step, the next logical step, the next logical step. So sometimes that high feeling of alignment is not really recognized by you until you dip out of it. In other words, often you don't know how good you were feeling until you don't feel that good.
Right.
It's sort of like the hot water tub that Esther pours for Jerry every morning. At first, he can't get in it at all. She pours it as if she's going to get in it. So he cools it off considerably and fans it with his towel and waits for half an hour, and then he gets in and it's still too hot. But after he's been in there for a while, then he's adding hot water before long, because you acclimate to where you are and then you don't notice the variety of it.
So as I've been working on these questions, I've been doing a lot of gut checks at